We've been talking about the global move to making an implantable radio frequency identification microchip to be the global identification system. And I talked about how it's something we'll first see in VIP circles. And we are honored to be joined by Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars that's in several European countries, and it's the top-of-the-line club system. And he's been implanted with the VeriChip radio frequency identification system. He was implanted on the national television show called Big Brother over there. And now the VIPs of the bar, those that went into the VIP room, will have it. And joining us from Madrid, Spain, is Conrad Chase, who happens to be an American. Conrad,
that's right.
Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here. In Barcelona, Spain, actually.
Okay, I apologize.
No, it's probably our fault. My secretary probably screwed up with that.
No, I'm sure it's our fault. But they're in Barcelona, Spain. Tell us a little bit about your club first.
Excellent. Well, we are the Baja Beach Club. We are actually the European affiliate of the Baja Beach Club. There are several Baja Beach Clubs in America. The headquarters based in Chicago. We have been up and running over here for 7 successful years. We basically have the beach atmosphere inside a discotheque.
And at the same time, there's also some other Baja Beach Clubs in Europe, correct?
Yes, we also have two up in England and one in Rotterdam, Holland.
Now, you yourself have been implanted. Can you tell us about that?
I have, yes. I have the VeriChip, VipChip in my arm. It is a radio frequency ID tag. It's a micro transmitter. It only transmits when the reader is in the vicinity, and the reader has to charge the chip before it to actually transmit its identifying signal. So you cannot be localized all over the world via satellite, as some people may fear.
Okay. Now, when you go into the club, why did you decide to start this program at the Barcelona club?
Exactly. Well, we just opened our new VIP lounge here on the 25th. We had the inauguration of our VIP lounge, and I wanted to have something very unique that no other club had, and we were able to achieve that with the VipChip. We are the first club in America that are using it for this application. All kinds of clubs have their version of a VIP card where the customer shows their VIP card and they're allowed whatever perks may be involved with having that card, free entrance and whatnot. And I wanted to have something very, very special, so I came across the idea of the VeriChip because I'm a techno fan. And the idea is that my customers have the chip implanted. They come in. There's a reader at the door. It greets them. Says, good evening, Carlos Sanchez. Welcome to the Baja Beach Club. You are a VIP. You have in your account X amount of dollars, or in this case, we're using the euros system. And you have also we have lockers here where the people can store their preferred bottle of alcohol or liquor. So, for example, you would come in and say, welcome, Carlos. You've got a bottle of Moët Chandon in your locker, and you've got 300 euros in your account. Welcome.
And then it's all automatically deducted according to the chip.
Correct. The customers come in. They purchase whatever drinks they want. They have a great time here. And then at the end of the night, instead of asking for the bill, they ask to pay their bill. And the waitress comes up with a handheld portable reader. It reads up to 1 meter distance away, reads their identifying tag, and it deducts the amount from their account.
Sir, is this going to be done at the U.S. and British and the club in Holland?
It's definitely going to be done in my club in Holland, and I will be opening soon in Cologne, Germany, another Baja Beach club. And the England, the clubs in Britain are actually a franchise, so I haven't had the opportunity to speak with them yet to find out whether they are interested or not. But I'm quite sure that this concept is really growing, and I'm quite sure that they'll be interested soon.
Can you tell us about your implantation procedure and where that took place? Because that's very interesting.
Sure. Well, we did it actually on a Thursday night at 2 o'clock in the morning while the club was open, and performed it right here in the club, in the VIP lounge. And I had a doctor come to perform the procedure. It can be performed by any licensed nurse who is certified or is trained in.
Yeah, it's very convenient, a one-time deal, very, very easy to get the chip.
It's a simple injection, really, really simple, straightforward. They do use a small a needle to put a small anesthesia in first, and then they put the chip in, and it's not painful at all because of the local anesthetic.
Now, I had read that this was also broadcast on some television there on a show called Big Brother.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't broadcast on Big Brother. What we had was the people from Big Brother came to our club and were going to be chipped. It turned out being that on the night there was a great deal of chaos. The club was just so busy that we wound up not implanting the chip in them that night. They're going to come by next
So they're
going to
videotape it later for the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that'll be, that would kind of fit with the show, I guess. Now, you had told my producer that FN Herzl, a big manufacturer of firearms, is moving ahead with a chip for the hand to access your firearm.
Yes, Alex, that's very interesting what they're doing. It's really a great idea because the policemen that will be using it, they will have the chip implanted in their firing hand, right in the between the thumb and forefinger, and that will actually provide a means of allowing the pistol to function. If somebody were to steal the pistol from them, it does them no good. It cannot fire unless you've got the proper chip in the hand.
Well, there's a move here in the U.S. to make all the gun manufacturers put RFID in the gun. Then you wear a ring that activates. There's a move actually to make that the law by 2006. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
But it'd be much easier to have the chip, though.
I think it'd be a lot easier to have the chip, because then you have the other advantages of having the chip. You cannot lose it. A ring you can lose. The chip you cannot lose. You don't have to worry about forgetting it if you ever were to take it off. You can also use the chip for other functions. It can be used as a payment system, as a credit card system. It can store all your medical information, the vast amount of information.
Now, have you been in? Obviously, you've been in contact with Verichip, the company. I'd imagine they're pretty excited to have someone prominent with this VIP connection to be promoting this.
Yes. We have a very good working relationship. I'm actually taking on a distributorship here in the Benelux.
Did you know IBM really owns Verichip?
Okay, I haven't heard of that. Verichip is owned by the Applied Digital Systems Corporation.
Yeah, but the main creditors and some of the board controllers are IBM, which is interesting. I'm just saying a big technology
right,
company
okay.
like that.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. They're a major shareholder in ADSX. Okay.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, the plant is in Beijing, China. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
So there are also some shareholders in it. Now, sir, I know you get ready for a big night. If we can just spend maybe 10 more minutes with you, because I've got some other interesting questions about this.
Sure.
Are you going to have any of your dancing girls implanted?
Yes, I have a lot of people who are interested, several employees. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get some of our customers chipped, and we just this past Monday had three customers chipped, and next week on Tuesday I am scheduling another chipping session where I'll be chipping another six customers. I want to first get build up our customer database of people who have been chipped, and then I'll start working on the employees.
Now, we've gotten your press release. We're going to be posting that, but I wanted to know what type of perks, because I was hearing that some of the stuff at your club, your fabulous club, is free, so you get just really primo perks if you get the chip.
Right, exactly. If you install the chip, then you get free entrance. The entrance is normally €14, but with the chip, you get free entrance, basically for the rest of your life, for the time that you've got the chip implanted. And also the chip costs €125, but what we do is the person would pay the €125 for the chip, and then they automatically receive €100 credit on their balance to be put towards purchases in the club.
Now, I'm reading some quotes, some of the things you said. Did you say, quote, the chip will prevail in the future because in those times the people will use it as cash and getting rid of the need for a credit card? I think that the first stage of microchipping of people has reached our country. This is being launched to appeal to young people in the first place.
Yes, yes. That is a statement that I made, I believe, with a television program from Portugal. Yes, I believe wholeheartedly in the chip system. The biggest advantage of it is that you don't have to worry about carrying cards around with you. You don't have to worry about them getting lost, stolen, counterfeited. You got the chip with you at all times. You can't forget it, and nobody can steal it from you.
So that's an interesting statement. The chip will prevail, almost like it's a war.
Well, I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to start any more wars. The world has enough wars, but I believe very strongly in the chip, in that it perhaps could prevent wars.
Well, yeah. We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, and you direct the two bars or
yeah, we've got two, and it's a large discotheque nightclub. The one here in Barcelona, we've got a capacity of 2,500 people, 205,000 customers, 2,500 customers, and the one in Rotterdam, Holland, also has a capacity of 2,000.
And then the others that are in England, those are another franchise, but they may. You just haven't talked to them yet, and you're talking about opening one in Cologne, Germany.
Yes, Cologne, Germany is on track to be opened the end of the summer, 2004.
Do you ever see a point in 10 years where if you don't have the chip, you can't get in the club?
Yeah, definitely. The people are embracing this technology. I'm flooded with people who want the chip to be implanted, and the only thing that's slowing me down from getting more people having the chip implanted is that it has to be done in a clean, sterile environment. It has to be done by a medical professional, so I have to schedule that during the day. It can be done at night in the discotheque atmosphere.
You're a perfect atmosphere, though, because people are relaxed and happy, and I know Verichip has been opening offices here in the U.S. for implantation.
True.
And this will, I mean, I guess, so you're now, part of the franchise, I guess. You're going to be a provider of this, so I guess you could put a little sterile office in there and have the folks line up.
It's true. It's something that I've been working at. The caution that I have with that is that I prefer to have my customers not... I prefer to have them sober. I don't want them to be out drinking. I mean, there are medical concerns if someone has consumed a great deal of alcohol, and then they're going to put in the chip because alcohol can thin the blood and could cause bleeding.
Well, let's talk more about that. You know, an Army War College document said that we're all going to accept the chip in the next few decades, thanks to media and thanks to the culture. And so you do see a time in the future where you won't even be able to get in without the chip.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see in the future that the chip will be embraced here in my club, but I believe also it can take the place of the passport. It could be a global passport that everyone on the planet would use this as a means of passport. The problem, the limiting factor is that people need to get over the chicken little, the sky is falling syndrome, the same thing that we went through with Y2K, that everyone went into a panic and predicted that there was going to be a huge blackout and whatnot. I think we've all seen that in the year 2000, the changeover from 99 to 2000, there were very few problems.
I don't know though, sir, if you can really compare those two, but I mean, certainly I can see that young people are going to be more open-minded and are going to be embracing this, and I've seen that.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Sir, I just want to understand something here concerning the chip. Now, again, when you come in, the doors automatically open for you if you have the chip and a computer talks to you, or?
Yes, at the current time, I have the hand reader implemented, and that can be used to identify the people and also to use the Verapay system to deduct the money from their account. And one month, the Verichip Corporation is going to be coming, and they'll be installing the wall-mounted reader with the database and the computer and the monitor. It won't speak to you. It will display the information
on a screen
on a monitor.
Sir, Now, you seem to be really up on all this about how we're going to accept that this will be the global model. Did you have discussions with Verichip? Is this their idea, or did you...
It was all my idea. I take all the credit for it.
But I mean, your comments about this being the global ID and things, did you discuss this with Verichip, or was this their idea? Or?
Yeah, I have had in-depth discussions with Keith Bolton, the vice president of Verichip. In fact, yesterday, just he and I were discussing it at great length, and I discussed the... My belief in the system, and also gave a little advice to him that there needs to be a second source of verification, for example, a retina scan.
On top of it. But, I mean, was Mr. Bolton talking about this global ID system?
Correct, yes. He is a very, very strong believer in it. He informed me yesterday that they are in discussion, I believe, I don't want to... quote directly, but I believe that they do have a signed contract with the Italian government to implement a test of the Verichip system installed in government employees for verifying their identification.
Also, a Bureau of Prisons contract a few years ago with California, but that fell through. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. That's too bad that fell through.
What about special forces? I've been hearing the military is going to be getting this.
That's where I see one of the largest advantages of this to be put in the military. I served in the military myself, and I know in the indoctrination process, you run through before boot camp, and you get your shots. And I can see this very easily being implanted in each soldier as they run through the indoctrination process. And instead of carrying dog tags, which was always a problem, but your dog tags would get lost or stolen. The chip never gets lost or stolen, because it will always be with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I know you're very busy, but I've just got four or five other questions. We've got a quick 3-minute break coming up. Can we just do 5 minutes on the other side?
Sure, Alex. No problem.
Okay, thank you so much. We're talking to Conrad Chase. Just intriguing. And I've just got a few other final questions for him on the other side of this quick break. So he'll be with us for about 5 minutes to the end of the hour. We'll break here and come right back. So, again, please stay with us as we talk to Conrad Chase, the director of Baja Beach Disco Bars. Want a VIP? Got to get the chip. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars in Europe. And he's now an Applied Digital Solutions implantation center. They're putting all that in, and they've been implanting the customers. During the break, I talked to you, Mr. Chase. You said you like that. If you want to be a VIP, got to get the chip. That might be a slogan for you later, huh?
I like that, Alex. It's very creative. I think I might borrow that if I may.
Sure, go ahead. It's all yours. What's the Verichip a PR line? It's there when you need it, or
yeah, we're there when you need it.
Now, let me just be honest with you here. You talk about Chicken Little scenarios.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that there is a global plan, as you said. You talked to Mr. Bolton, and the government's pushing this. And people talk about Germany with the papers, please, and this tracking and this controlling and having it to buy and sell. You think that's coming? I mean, you said the TV show Big Brother's coming out to interview you. I mean, this is Big Brother, and this is a total control grid that's being put in, and I see it being pushed as a VIP thing so that the youth all go out and get it. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's a technology that's there, and I'm a strong believer in taking advantage of the technology at hand. There are a great deal of advantages in using the technology, and I think people need to get over their fears and the like I used before, the Chicken Little fears.
You're an American. The founding fathers said, "Don't trust government. Limit its size. Have liberty. Have a Bill of Rights." And you're saying you're not worried about that.
But then we created one of the best governments in the world, one of the best governments which can be trusted. And I believe you need to trust your government, and you need to trust technology. It's there. We have to use it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What did you do in the military? I'm just curious.
I was in telecommunications.
Oh, telecommunications. So you were in communications?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Did you do NSA work or anything?
Excuse me?
What type of work did you do?
Communications, it was, I can't really get into it because it was not top secret, but secret classified information.
It was a
form of combat communications.
Well, I have to be honest with you. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I think you need to investigate Verichip and IBM, and you need to look at Applied Digital, and you need to look at the plant they built in China that you said you were aware of. And I think it's very scary for you to say no chip, you won't be able to get in the club, and that you think that's somewhere we might be going, or having chips in our hands to have guns, or.
Sure. Well, I would never enforce it that stringently that you cannot enter my club without the chip. Definitely not. I do feel that is an excellent idea, having that for weapons control.
Earlier you said though that's where it's all going. That when everybody starts accepting it, it's going to go to that. You said that earlier.
I believe it will. I definitely believe it will. When the first automobiles came out, people thought that there was no need for a vehicle that would travel at such quote unquote breakneck speed.
You know, that's what the Army War College says. They say that similar thing. You are an interesting fellow, and I really appreciate your honesty with us on the show. You know, we've had some of the top folks from Verichip on in the past, and you've got your microchip now, and
yes,
I guess you're part of the elite VIP circle now.
I'm the first person on the planet to have used it in a nightclub.
Well, that's very interesting, and I hope that you will look down into your heart and your soul and get some discernment and look at the bigger picture of the global ID system that you discussed and ask yourself, is a global government a good idea? I mean, everybody wants to rule the world, and who are these people that are going to rule the world, and how will they use these ships to do it?
Sure. There is no negative aspect whatsoever with a chip, only positive.
Resistance is futile. You will take the chip. Want to be a VIP? Get the chip. Hey, listen, Conrad Chase, thanks for coming on the show. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
Have fun. That guy was reading right off a government script, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if Verichip put all these ideas in his head or if he came from the inside as he did his secret work with the military. We'll tell you about the Carlyle Group and what they're doing concerning this when we get back. Stay with us.
Through the year.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, my goodness. For stations that just joined us for the second hour, you sure missed it in the last hour. I'm going to re-air it sometime tomorrow. A 30-minute interview with Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars that hold 2,500 people, the elite bar there in Barcelona. He's gotten the microchip. He's talked to the CEO, Bolton, over at Verichip. They see it as a global chip that everyone's going to take. You'll have to have it to have a gun. You'll have to have a chip in your hand. European governments are discussing it. FN Herzl, big gun maker, is going over it, and just so sick. And they have this show over in Europe called Big Brother. We're being watched and tracked as good, and Big Brother is going to come out and show the implantation and how good it is. See, Big Brother's now good. Just an absolutely incredible interview. And I told you, year after year, they're going to have it as a status symbol to get in certain bars, to get in amusement parks, and then to do anything, to travel, you're going to have it. And here is one of the minions at an implantation center they're setting up at the bar. They've already implanted a bunch of the patrons. The CEO telling Mr. Chase, yes, we're going to have this global ID, and this is going to be the system, and everybody's going to have this. And I said, oh, so in a few years to get in the club, you'll have to have the chip. And he said, oh, yes, I see that happening. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. Oh, this will stop war. Oh, globally, everyone having a chip. That's the plan. That's what the military said in 2000. But when you watch the nightly news, oh, it's for the old people, the young people, the foreigners, the criminals. You talked about the Italian government. starting to sign up to get it to put it in their government workers. See, the police are going to have to do it first. And then they'll say, hey, if I have to do it, you got to do it. Cops, you better say no. My cousin in Special Forces has been told they're about to get the chip. This is the new America. This is the new world, our new global system. And I mentioned to him, well, you know, the communist Chinese own part of it, and they have the factory over in China. He goes, oh, yes, yes, the factory in Beijing. Oh, yes. And they use Applied Digital as the front. IBM really owns the company, owns the majority of it, owns the debt on it, because IBM doesn't want to run around saying, take the chip, global ID. So they, of course, it was IBM has some problems. Their international business machine, their biggest contracts were with the Nazis, you may have heard of them, and those little tattoo numbers on the Jews, those horrible numbers, those were to be entered into the business machine with their age and weight and height, and they would decide how much to feed them, whether to go ahead and kill them, to calculate how to feed them the smallest amount of food to keep them alive as slaves, or to go ahead and blow their heads off. So that's IBM, and they're still at it, the same good old stuff today. I hope you're all proud of yourselves, yuppies. I hope you're all proud of what you're part of. And he had the exact same spin and tone and terms as Applied Digital top scientist we had on 2 years ago and other executives with the company. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, it's so good. Everything's happy. There's absolutely no negative. Oh, it's just a wonderful thing. Just the same cant, the same verbiage, the same spin. And, oh, you're going to have it to have a gun, but it's so good. And the police officers are going to have it in their hands. And, oh, it's so wonderful. And by the way, yesterday we posted a new microchip that is a swastika, and the company's called Matrix, and it's a Carlyle Group-owned company. I went ahead and went to their website and researched their corporate filings, and one of the heads of the Carlyle Group heads up Matrix, a Carlyle Group company. It's a chip that's a swastika, and the company's called Matrix. I mean, and it's owned by the Carlyle Group. And was founded by members of the National Security Agency. And I just knew in the last segment with this bar manager that he would have some NSA work in his past. And when I asked, guess what? He did. My goodness, what a surprise. What are you?
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hands down. The interview I just did with the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, big 2,500 palatial clubs with the half-naked dancing girls at the big resorts around the world, based here in the U.S., that has to be the most revealing, wicked interview we've ever done.
Oh, I talked to the CEO, where we'll all be getting our global identification chip. To have a gun, you'll have the chip. Oh, the troops all need the chip. If you want to be a VIP in our club, you got to have the chip. Oh, I see a time in the future when you'll have to have the chip to come in our club. Oh, it's such a VIP thing to have the tracker chip.
We're going to post that interview at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com by tomorrow. And I'm begging our listeners to do the transcripts. Do a transcript of this interview immediately. Tens of millions of people will then read it. We can post it on the website. Help us get the word out. It's just absolutely incredible, that interview, because I sat there sucking him in, agreeing with him, and he just came right out with it. I mean, all of you are going to take the chip, global government, to travel, to buy and sell your microchip in your hand. And, oh, I talked to the CEO of Verichip, and, oh, we're an implantation center now here at the club, and oh, it's going to be a global ID system. I go, oh, did you get that from the company? Oh, yes. We talked about it, me and the CEO, our global identifier chip. It's so good. We need to trust our government. We need to do what they say. We need to love them. I mean, did you hear all that?
It was like listening to a demon, a simpering, sweet mouth. It's so.
And I go, oh, you're in the military. Well, yes, I was in the military, and you were in some classified, was it communications? I mean, I knew that. Well, I can't talk about it. Were you in the NSA? Well, I can't talk about it. How did I know that? Because if you run one of the electronic voting machine companies, you're either a computer crimes felon, some legendary hacker that's been hired, or you are a former deputy director of the CIA or NSA, or you're a former general of the NSA. If you're in a microchip RFID company, every time I look, I just go to their websites. It's Carnall Group, Halliburton, Wackenhut. You know, it's always some prison system. And a big story, and I'm going to cover this, then we'll get to your calls, is from Infowars.com, directly from ADSX.com, or Applied Digital Solutions stock website. And embedded microchip seller Verichip announces Chipmobile. It's on the move. Watch for the Chipmobile coming to your town. Hey, kids, so much for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The B-System is here, and Verichip has announced that the Chipmobile is on the move. That's a quote. Get chipped today. We're there when you need us. Verichip is pumping up promotion of its embedded microchips, its RFID tracker chips, across the country and around the world. From the Chipmobile here in the U.S., stunts like implanting VIP members of an exclusive club in Barcelona, Spain, with status symbol microchips, the high-gloss promotion is on the move globally. And I have spoken many times over the years about making the chip fun and how by giving it an elite status, soon an entire generation of young teenagers will be arguing with their parents, demanding that they let them be implanted so that they can be in the in crowd. Isn't that just special? And yesterday, I never even covered it because we had so many guests on, we posted a company called The Matrix. It's called The Matrix, just like the state-level NSA snooping grid of everything you buy and sell, your divorce records, your medical records, where you live, who your neighbors are, who your children are, where they go to school, what color vehicle you drive, how much money you have in your bank account, your likes and dislikes. That's called The Matrix. Well, this company was called The Matrix, and my wife had posted it on InfoWars. Well, last night, I got online with a large glass of ice water for several hours and began researching The Matrix. And it didn't take long. Of course, before I went to it, I knew who it would be, and sure enough, it was the National Security Agency. Because when the chip is a swastika and the name of the company is The Matrix, I already knew. Because I know the enemy. I understand their control grid. I've already followed enough of their roadmap. I know what the next piece is. But I never count on that. No, no, no. No, no, no. I knew IBM owned Applied Digital before I went to their corporate minutes. Because they're behind it all. I mean, all of it. I knew that it would be manufactured by the communist Chinese military. And certainly it was. Again, I'm not bragging. This is the unified field theory of geopolitics. And once you know it, it's there. But I went to their website. I went to Matrix, and it's spelled M-A-T-R-I-S. It's M-A-T-R-I-C-S, spell the different Matrix spelling. And I went there. And I went to the About Us, and it said that it was founded by former top members of the National Security Agency. It says Matrix was founded in July 99 by Dr. William Bandy and Michael Arneson. Bill and Mike had worked for decades as scientists at the National Security Agency, developing cutting-edge wireless communication technologies based in a quiet suburb of Washington, D.C. Matrix was created, and then it goes into how it's to help customers and to track criminals and for ID purposes and global control. And then I went to the board of directors, and things got really interesting. Oh, my goodness. Brooke Coburn. Brooke Coburn is a managing director of the Carlyle Group in Washington, D.C. Mr. Coburn focuses on early and growth stage investments. And then, see, they run the government. They make everybody go to RFID. Then they give themselves customers. See how this works? In the telecommunications industry, since joining Carlyle's telecom early in growth stage in 96, Mr. Coburn has been actively involved with the firm's investments and Neptune Communications, Pacific Telecom Cable, Net2000, Breadband, and B2, Digiplex, Core Location, Prime Communications, Genesis Cable, North Point Communications, and CityNet Telecom. And it goes on and on into his his work. He works with the Solomon Brothers as well, and Media and Communications Group. And then there's Mark Ian. Mark Ian founded Venture House Group in late 99. Previously, he was with the Washington, D.C.-based Carlyle Group. By the way, Matrix is a Carlyle Group company. For 7 years, where he had the responsibility for many of the telecommunications investment activities, including LCC International. And with all this internal info, with all their government control arms, they know just where to invest, just what to do, and then their buddies set policy, giving them all the business, making you accept RFID as the new barcode system. And then there's Michael Arneson. Michael Arneson has over 20 years' experience with the National Security Agency, Department of Defense, in electronic design, development, and integration of advanced electronic security technologies. We were just talking to one of the boys in the last hour with the microchip and planning. I said, you did some, was it stuff with the NSA when you were in the military? Well, I can't talk about it. They specialized in the re-engineering applications of smart materials, sensor software, and hybrid integrated circuitry, and manage multi-million dollar government programs from research to implementation in the commercial sector. Mike holds 8 patents for commercial and classified purposes and has 5 patents pending. Mike has been published in technical publications and has received the Distinguished Service Award from the NSA, has received several awards from DARPA, the Total Information Awareness Network, the Department of State, the NSA. He received the Domestic Technology Award. Folks, it goes on. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. I think you get the idea. Their new tracker chip is a swastika. An elegant one, by the way. A double swastika. They love those. And, by the way, the Homeland Security symbol is a swastika. I thought I'd tell you that. Oh, and of course, it's called the Matrix, just of course, because they want to take good care of you always. And again, I'm not bragging when I say I know what I'm going to read before I see it. But if you study this stuff and you know their game plan, well, it's like a cop who's been hunting after a serial killer for 20 years. The serial killer's killed 40 people. They found these dead women. They found these dead men, whatever. And the cop has seen the serial killer's work so many times, when they get the call, And before he even walks into the woods to another scene, he knows what he's going to see. I mean, that's really it. So here I am every day. I open the brushes, the brush, and walk into the woods and smell the rotten flesh. And well, I'm going to see their handiwork again, aren't I? Same people, same operation, same wickedness. And again, that's my analogy of understanding these people, flaunting it in your face, throwing it in your face. The destruction of this country and bringing in the New World Order. We will now take calls when we get back, and then get back into the horrible tragedies taking place in Iraq as that implodes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. And yes, tomorrow, in one of the 3 hours, I'm not sure which one yet, I will re-air the most frightening and disgusting, slimy interview I have ever done. We will re-air the interview with the entity that we had on, and I say that in a serious fashion. I will re-air the interview with the entity that we spoke with in the last hour, the microchip government creature, who was telling us how wonderful it is and how we'll all need the chip to come in his club and how we'll all have our global chip. And he spoke with the same tongue, the same words as the others from this group. So you listen carefully to this interview. It is the most... I had goosebumps while this guy was talking. To be talking to a creature like this is very, very serious. So that will re-air tomorrow here on the broadcast. But we will come back and take your calls and get into all the other news. Study: TV may rewire kids' brains. Other article here about the record level of toddlers being put on antidepressants and methamphetamine and how that's rewiring their brains, poor little things, and a lot more. You want to know how evil these people are in the global system? They knowingly let the troops breathe depleted uranium. See, that's how evil they are. We'll be right back.